Yo, what's up? You are now listening to Awkward Individuals, the most awkward podcast on the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, aka The Gamer. Joining me, we have Huey, aka The Boxer. What's up, Huey?
Hey, what's up, bro? How are you doing today?
I'm fairly decent. How are you doing?
Good, good. I've been seeing you a lot these days, man.
You've been seeing me a lot?
I've been seeing you a lot.
It's not enough, though, I feel like.
Just like old days again.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. What'd you do today?
Same old, went to church, children's ministry, just got done with Ignite Prayer, hung out with this, like, crazy woman today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the name of this crazy woman? Is there anything you know with this crazy woman?
Oh, I don't think we should.
Is there any narrative going on?
No. I'm waiting for this white woman to come back.
I mean, it's all about the white women.
No, about the white woman.
Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. We're all individuals, and we're all very different. The only thing we have truly in common is that we're all awkward, and so you can access our podcast via iTunes or via the podcast app on your iPhone. We have a new episode up every Tuesday. This is our very first episode, episode one. We're done with, like, the preliminary beta practice episodes. We're out in the real world. We're like Corey in Boy Meets World. We're out in the real world. Or Riley in Girl Meets World, whichever one you prefer.
I did not understand a single word you just said, but really? Okay. This is the first test, right?
No, this is not the test. This is the first episode.
First episode.
So we're here. We've arrived. We won. We're famous. We can finish. We can retire right now. So thank you for listening. Me and Huey are about to go find us some white women, and about to go hit
pop
the hay.
Some champagne.
Pop some champagne in champagne. Yeah. Peace out. No, I'm kidding. So, Huey.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What is the show?
For people that don't know.
Yeah, I just went through like a quick synopsis. But to you, what does the show mean to you?
This show means that, I mean, it just means having a fun time. Just have, like, kick back and relax for us and for people that are listening. Just, you know, have a good time, listen, laugh, enjoy. Hopefully, you can learn some new stuff from this because we're constantly educating ourselves and we want to spread the word of wisdom on this podcast.
Yeah. Like, for the people that are listening, me and Huey, we're very educated individuals. You know, we're not just awkward, we're geniuses. I have a whole degree in communication.
And I'm bilingual.
And Huey's bilingual. And he's a boxer.
Yeah.
And what's your major, Huey?
I'm international business.
International business. So that's some knowledge right there. You know? Like, we might not be Einstein, but at least, you know, I can teach you about some video games. Some video game history.
I could beat up Einstein.
Yeah, and Huey can probably beat up Einstein. I don't know for sure, though, because I feel like in the past, like, they didn't care. People back in the past, they're more built than people now. Because nowadays, we're... Shut up in there! Right now, we're, I'm sorry. For the people that are listening, we're recording this in a friend's house, and they're yelling in the other room. Yeah. And I told them if they talk too loudly, somebody's getting slapped. In fact, they invited somebody over, and once they come to the door, I'm slapping them in the face. Just so they know. And so, just so I can't... I mean, I'm probably going to get sued, but... Just a warning for those listening.
And apology for, like, anybody who gets offended of what we say. We're sorry.
What Huey says.
Yeah, what I say.
Because I just think, I don't say offensive things most of the time. Maybe sometimes, every now and then I'll say something super offensive. Huey, on the other hand, is sort of the general of saying, like, things are off the cuff. But that's why we appreciate him, though.
Yeah. I don't care, man. Like, come at me, man. If you don't like what I say... Dude, I live at... No, I'm just joking. I'm sorry. My apologies to anybody that gets offended. Most likely you won't, because I've been, like, toning it down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got intervention from, like, this chick. She said that, like, you know, I'm very, like, inappropriate, the things I say. So I'm toning it down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And if Huey says anything that I deem unacceptable, I'm going to censor it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to censor myself, probably, at some points. And so I like to keep the show PG. I like to make it a family show. Like to have fun, like to be honest, like to talk about whatever we feel like we like to talk about. Because here's the thing about this show is that I want the show to be real, right? Because we're real people living real lives, right?
Yeah.
You know, I just graduated from college, you're in college, and we have quirks to us, right? Like, so I do nerd stuff.
Yeah.
I'm into superhero movies, I'm into video games, I'm into poetry, I'm into dance, random stuff. Just like everybody in this world is. Everybody in this world is a nerd for something, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Definitely. I caught Huey reading a book the other day about Hello Kitty.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know? Too. It's called Pink Globalization. It's about how, like, why Hello Kitty was taking over the world. Why so many people like Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
The widespread of Hello Kitty.
And not only that, this dude was reading the book, like, in the middle of a birthday party, which I was just like, all right, you know, to each his own. But we're all, in some fashion, to me, we're all nerds here.
Oh, and
we're
yeah,
all,
definitely.
And even Huey, who's like a boxer, right? I mean, I don't know if this is a thing, but I think I can probably call you a boxer nerd or like a fighting nerd, right?
Because definitely.
You're into UFC, you're into like, what's his name, the Joe Rogan and all that stuff. You're heavily into that stuff, right? To me, like a nerd is somebody who's just heavily into whatever they're into.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Everything is right with that. You have to have something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have something that you love.
Exactly. And so I call myself a nerd in a good way, because you know I'm proud of how much I enjoy what I enjoy. I'm proud of how much I enjoy watching random YouTube videos, or how much I'm into like the YouTube culture of like different YouTube celebrities and stuff like that. I'm proud of how much I'm into video games and how much I'm into the things I'm into. But I know Huey's probably also proud of how much he's into the things he's into, right?
Yeah. I just feel like as long as it doesn't harm you or doesn't harm anybody else, and maybe you're learning something from it, go for it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like in this lifetime, we should all be obsessed with a couple of things.
Yeah. Real quick, how do you feel about people, about grown men who like Hello Kitty? Or not Hello Kitty, who like My Little Pony?
Grown men who like My Little Pony?
Yes, because it's a huge thing going on. Where I met quite a few people, right, that are into My Little Pony. They're called bronies.
Yeah.
Because we quickly got on the subject of people to do whatever they want, and as long as it's not hurting anybody in themselves. So what do you feel about people who like My Little Pony?
I feel like it's good as long as you're not creepy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like, if it's good, you collect it, you draw it, you watch it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But as long as you don't get, like, super creepy with it, as long as you don't get, like, super, like...
At what point do you get creepy?
At what point, like... I mean, you just get, I mean, okay, somebody, oh, we need to find a new place to do our podcast.
Somebody
might get slapped.
No, yeah, take your time.
Take your time, man. Take your time.
You can go ahead and make your spaghetti. Make as much noise as you like, also. Okay. So, sorry about that. So, what were you saying?
I said as long as you don't get creepy.
As long as you don't get creepy about it.
All
right.
I mean, creepy, I mean, like, you just all day, you just, like, get wholly just spend all your time into My Little Pony.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get too into it. And it's kind of, like, affecting your daily lives. And, I mean, when a girlfriend comes over, I think if you're into My Little Pony, you really probably don't have a girlfriend.
I mean, you might.
Am I wrong?
I mean, probably.
Probably.
I mean, you'd be surprised about the people who have girlfriends nowadays.
Oh, yeah, so, like, that's true.
Like, as long as you have somebody that loves you for what you do you? Like, I probably shouldn't have a girlfriend. Well, I mean, I don't have a girlfriend now that I think about it. But, like, I play video games all the time, so society would probably say I shouldn't have a girlfriend. But
what do you feel about My Little Ponies?
I mean, I think it's weird, but it's do you. You know, like, and, I mean, I have close friends that like My Little Pony. Yeah. I mean, the weird thing about the people I'm thinking about right now are they're my friends before I realized that they're into My Little Pony. You know, so learning they like My Little Pony didn't really change my opinion about them because my opinion was already set.
Yeah.
Maybe if I knew they liked My Little Pony before we're friends, that might have caused a butterfly effect where I'm not saying I wouldn't become friends with somebody if they didn't like My Little Pony, but I probably would have thought differently about them. That being said, it's like you said, do whatever the heck you want. You know, I'm not in a place to judge. You know, I almost cried today because I was watching an episode of Girl Meets World because Topanga was reminiscing about the past and it got me all my emotions. You know, so I can't judge somebody else for liking something that they like when I'm over here in the movie theater crying at the ending scene of Inside Out, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're all people, and like I said, we're all awkward, and we're all individuals. So do you? So awkward individuals, the way we break things up, like I said, we're a conversational podcast, and so each podcast I like to do 3 or 4 topics depending on how we're feeling. Maybe just talk about them.
Guests.
Yeah, we'll probably have random guests.
We have a lot of interesting people in our lives.
Yeah, exactly. And so I want the people in our lives to have the opportunity to be awkward with us.
be awkward with. Yeah,
because because everybody's awkward, really.
Everybody's awkward.
And
freaking weirdos.
Yeah, everybody's a freaking weirdo. And so I want that's sort of going to be like the hook of this podcast is we're weirdos and you're going to get to meet weirdos with us. And so if you like that, you can go ahead and subscribe on iTunes.
Cuz we could talk about some deep stuff. I mean, we could talk about some weird philosophical stuff, like some deep stuff, and then like that's like Blessing's job, you know. He gets into deep stuff and then I get into the like, and then we'll just go from that to like, what type of cereal do you like? And that's like my job.
What type of cereal do you like?
What's this?
Fruit Loops. Yeah, okay, all right.
Captain America.
Well,
no, not Captain America.
No,
not Captain. What's that called?
Captain Crunch. Captain America. Okay. Captain America. I mean, I'm sure Captain America cereal could be dope though.
Oh my gosh.
The Captain America remix would be dope. So, our first topic for today, this topic I came up with, me and you, Huey,
yeah,
we're very good friends, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We're very different people, though.
Yeah.
So, why are we friends?
Dude, I think, man, like, we have totally opposite interests, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our only, like, same interest is probably, we both like white women.
Mm-hmm.
And we both are into rap music. That's probably it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like exclusively white women. I like all women.
Oh yeah, I like all women too, but like preferably white women.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you prefer white women. You know, I honestly don't care.
Shut up. I don't care.
Just throw me under the bus. I mean, what about me? What about me makes you think I like specifically white women?
Make me look like a racist.
I mean, everybody has their preferences, I guess.
Yeah, I like all women, but I'm just saying, like, you know, we both. Yeah.
Oh yeah, if you had a choice, it'd be white though.
Yeah, if I had a choice.
Yeah, if I had a choice, I'd just choose all the above. I'm looking for the most mixed woman I can find.
No, but I mean, you're super into video games,
mm-hmm.
and I really don't care.
Yeah,
I really don't care.
Like, you don't like video games that much.
I don't like video games.
You know, unless it's NBA 2K, but then you'll get smashed in it.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Hurt my feelings.
Oh yeah, of course.
But I'm not into anime. Like, Blessing's super into anime, super into like video games,
mm-hmm.
and we're the opposite. But I don't know. I think it's our characters, man. We're both really chill guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're both adaptable. Like,
I think we're I do think we're both adaptable. Well, are we both chill though? Because I feel like you're less chill than I am. Like, I know for a fact I'm pretty chill.
I mean, we both have our moments. Sometimes we're chill, and sometimes it depends. Like, sometimes people frustrate us, and we just go off on them.
Yeah, if I get frustrated, or if I feel like I need to, I can speak up. But it also depends on the person in the situation.
Yeah.
But I feel like for you, like, you can like. I guess you are pretty chill.
Yeah.
But like, I've seen you in situations where like you're fairly aggressive. If you're arguing about something or about anything really, you can get pretty like into it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, but we're both nice people. We're both Christians.
Are we nice people though?
Are we nice people? I like to think that way.
I guess so.
I like to think that way. I haven't like shook a baby yet, so I'm a nice person.
Not yet. Just waiting on the day where the screws loose.
So yeah. I mean, I just feel like we. Opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably like a more video game guy. I'm a sports mm-hmm. guy. But when we come together, we could talk about anything.
Yeah, because I look at most of my friends, and most of them are probably nerds to some extent. Like some of my friends, I won't introduce to my other friends because I'm like, you guys aren't gonna mix together. Because I have really, 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 really nerdy friends, and. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that as in like they're into certain things, right?
Yeah.
Like they got acne on their faces, you know. But like, you know, those are the people who I connect with. It's not because I have acne on my face. It's just because I tend to have the same interests as them. With you, I feel like I barely have any of the same interests, but it still works out somehow.
But we can still talk for hours though.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're both knowledgeable in some areas, like
mm-hmm.
in like racism.
Yeah, if it comes to, like I guess we do talk a little bit about racist stuff. Or not racist stuff, but racism in society, that kind of stuff. And we do talk about white women every now and then.
What, with feminism?
Feminism. And you ask a lot of questions, which I appreciate. And questions that I feel like I can answer honestly. And you have you're opinionated, which I think I appreciate, because I'm also very opinionated. But I don't share those opinions often to everybody. But you have... But you ask about them, and so I'm able to share them.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I mean, the stuff you say makes a lot of sense to me, and I just feel like I like you because you tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You tell the truth. Like, you're not afraid to tell me the truth, even if it doesn't really align with what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could tell me, hey, Hubert, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hubert, this is not right. Like, you know, you should change it. You should, like, you know, get over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Yeah, and I think that also goes both ways. Like, even when I tell you stuff like that, it's like stuff I disagree with, you're not very aggressive in terms of, you know, not taking it in.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Open-minded, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Open-minded. So, like, if I tell you, like, I think this is wrong, or I think you're wrong about something, you don't, like... Like you might not necessarily agree with me because yeah. you don't have to agree with me. But
I'll think about it.
Yeah, you'll at least like think about it, or you'll at least like hear me out, or like, you know, you won't just block me out.
Yeah.
You know, which I very much appreciate.
I know that you're like super knowledgeable and super like analytical, so I know that when you're giving me like advice or your opinion, I know it's not like just a hater's opinion. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know there's some place that you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cool. We should all be open-minded.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And so I think I'm going to cut that topic off right there because I feel like that's enough said. But for our second topic, Huey, what do you have for the second topic?
Well, last night, so it was just for us, like, boxing fans. I don't know if you care so much, but you probably heard about it. It's mm-hmm. probably going on Twitter, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather, last fight, tied Rocky Marciano's record 49-0. So-called quote-unquote retiring right now.
Wait, so he's tied for the highest boxing record?
No, for the most undefeated record.
Mm-hmm.
When so-called retired.
Oh, he's gonna do one more. He has to do one more if that's the case.
I mean, in his post-fight interview, he kind of dropped a hint. He said, hey, records are made to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he kind of gave a little hint that he's gonna come back.
You think he's gonna fight Pacquiao again?
Maybe. I really think so. He's going to give Pacquiao a little bit more time to, like, heal up.
Mm-hmm.
So Pacquiao won't have excuses anymore. And they'll go do one more and rack up, like, one last, you know, rack up the money one more time.
Because
mm-hmm. they made so much money.
Oh, dude. I can't believe how much money they made.
So Floyd Mayweather, so estimated that he made $350 million since he started boxing.
That's an estimate.
And it's probably more than that.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous, man. Floyd Mayweather. See, I'm not a fan of Floyd Mayweather's character.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of him. His like persona and like his like because he's like the ultimate villain, right?
Yeah,
and he reminds me a lot of like I used to watch WWE and WWF growing up. And if you watch like that like wrestling stuff, like the fake stuff,
yeah,
there's always what they call a face, in the heel. Right.
Yeah.
And so like the face will be like the people that the crowd will like cheer for and the crowd will be like will go crazy for, like John Cena, The Rock, you know, these kind of guys. Then the heels will be the people that people will like hate. But the thing about the heels is the crowd loves to hate them.
Yeah.
And so like you'll get somebody like Randy Orton, right? Who when Randy Orton and John Cena, they're having beef.
Yeah.
And I'm dropping some wrestling knowledge, which I never thought I'd ever do. Well, when John Cena and Randy Orton were having beef, Randy Orton was the heel in the situation, but Randy Orton had so many fans because he was so good at being bad.
Yeah.
And that kind of reminds me of Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, he knows how to make people hate him.
Yeah. He just rides with it. He just
goes with it, and it inflates his persona and it makes him even bigger.
He's smart, man. He's really smart. Like, say what you want to say about the guy, how he's a punk, he chooses his fights. But I have respect for his boxing skills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like his character. I don't approve of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like I don't want to judge him on it, but I don't approve of him like hitting a woman, disrespecting mm-hmm. women.
I mean, you can judge that.
Yeah,
like
I just don't approve of it. You know.
Oh yeah.
I just don't approve like his way of flaunting around his money and being all cocky and mm-hmm. stuff. And I just don't like it. But say what you want to say about it, but you have to give credit where credit is due about his boxing skills.
Oh, yeah, he's a good boxer. Like his fight against Pacquiao, like people were saying, like, oh, it was a boring fight and stuff. And I mean, it was kind of boring. But the thing is that like Mayweather was fighting defensively the whole time. That's how he fights, you know, and that's how he wins. You know, that's why he won against Pacquiao.
I just feel like the people that says that, oh, Floyd Mayweather is a boring fighter and all that stuff, blah blah blah, they're all uneducated about boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's boxing's motto? Like hit and not be hit. You know,
mm-hmm.
swim and not get wet. So he has done that. I mean, he still gets hit, but he doesn't get hit as much.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the statistics was like Floyd Mayweather landed like 56% of his power punches.
Mm-hmm.
And guess how many Andre Berto landed?
How many?
17%.
Yeah, see?
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people aren't educated. Like, his footwork, his technique is like second to none. He's a smart fighter. He's a confident fighter too. Like, he does not believe that he might lose.
Yeah, and I actually like that about him. Like that is about his confidence and like his, I mean, his arrogance also, which I think generally in real life I don't like that in people.
But just
for the sake of him being like his persona and being like, you know, in the media and this public figure, like that arrogance is going places. And so like a huge reason why people really wanted to see Mayweather and Pacquiao fight and what people paid for is because like, it's the ultimate like hero versus villain. Like everybody freaking loves Pacquiao.
Yeah,
you know, because he's like a hometown hero. Yeah, you know, he's like in the government in the Philippines. He's repping his country, and he's just an overall nice guy, a nice Christian dude. You know.
Yeah.
Then Mayweather is just like this, you know, this cocky, arrogant, throws his money around kind of dude. He just doesn't care about people. He talks smack, and yeah, he just doesn't care. He treats people horribly. And so when you see these two going up against each other, people are like, oh, man, I gotta see this. Because it's like a hero versus villain, right? It's Batman versus the Joker at this point. Uh-huh. You know, except the Joker has a better record. And you don't really expect Batman to win this fight. But that being said, like, Mayweather to me is, or at least Mayweather's people, his PR or whatever, they're a genius. Because they know how to market him. Oh, yeah, and definitely. It's not as a good person. It's not as, like, a hero. They're marketing him as basically a villain, and because of that, he's getting more publicity. He's getting more people watching his fights, and he's just exciting to watch because he doesn't get hit. You know, he's very defensive. He knows how to box, and he doesn't lose because he
beat the game, man. He beat the game. If you look at all these boxers, majority of the boxers, they go out with not that much money, like brain injuries and all that stuff. But he beat the game, man. He came back. I mean, I'm sure he has a lot of injuries, but like, he doesn't really have that much major injuries. He walked away well off. Well, like, for a lack of better terms, like, he's freaking filthy rich.
Oh yeah, he's stupid rich. Like, stupid rich. That dude is throwing money around. This dude takes baths in money. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, not even ones. He's taking bath in hundreds.
It's like, people think that, oh, that's all boxes. All boxes make that much money or close to that much money. No, man. No, it's not like NBA. He's like the 1% of the 1%. Mm-hmm. If you guys, like, if people that are interested in boxing, I don't want to, like, bore you guys, but it's a documentary on Netflix called Champs. It talks about how, like, how boxers, they get injured and blah, 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 how they don't make that much money and the brain injury and all that stuff. It's a really interesting documentary if you're into, like, boxing. But, you know, let's wrap this topic up.
So, I mean, what do you have to, like, do you have anything else to say about Mayweather? Like, any final points about him?
My final points is, I respect him as a boxer. Mm-hmm. You can't get where he's at, like, without an amazing work ethic and crazy talent. Mm-hmm. You know, his work ethic is second to none.
I feel like the moral of the story is that bad people win sometimes.
Bad people win sometimes.
Because the thing about Floyd Mayweather is he's not a good person.
I mean, let's not look at his not good person side. That's out of the ring, you know. Let's just
I mean, even at this is a boxing show, so we don't even have to focus on his inside the ring. Like, I mean, we all know that he's a skilled individual, right? Like, he has skill. Like, he can box.
I just feel like if you don't look at, let's not look at this part real quick, but let's just look at hard work pays off.
Oh yeah,
he works so hard. Like, you have to respect that. He works so hard. He's so focused. He's so dedicated.
Do you know who else works hard and is dedicated? Yeah. Like Donald Trump. And people still hate him. Like, and I mean, I think that's the point I'm making is that Floyd Mayweather is great at his job, right? Yeah. Like, he knows how to do his job, and he's good at it. And he deserves, as much as I hate to say, to have his title, you know? But like character wise, he's still like a horrible person. You know, he still beats his wife.
Baby's mom or something. He has a whole bunch of girls. That guy is.
Oh yeah. I mean, I guess so. If you have that much money, you have that amount of girls. But I mean, when it comes down to it, I feel like a lot of people, because here's another thing about boxing, is that people are paying attention to what's going on in the ring.
Yeah.
People are also paying attention to what's going on outside of the ring, especially with Mayweather. So people do care about what are his actions. This is what sort of gains your fans, right? Mm-hmm. Like people are fans of Pacquiao because they're not only fans of him in the ring, they're not only fans of how he boxes, but they're fans of how he acts in the ring. They're fans of what he does for his community. And so with Mayweather fans, like, yeah, Mayweather fans are fans of what he does in the ring, but they're also fans of, like, sort of how he carries himself. And that, I mean, that including all of that, he's still, like, I don't know. I feel like the more I think about Mayweather, the more I think about, like, how the moral of the story is, like bad people, like, do, like, succeed, you know, every now and then. And even though he's succeeding because he's working hard, because he's good at his job, because he's a great boxer,
yeah.
I still can't just get over the fact of, like, you know, I guess it's America.
I mean, like, good people succeed, too. I mean, look at Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Good people succeed, too.
But Manny Pacquiao still got beat by Mayweather, is the thing.
Oh, that
is and, true. Like, and you look at celebrities and stuff, and I hate to use Kanye West as an example, because I freaking love Kanye West, and Kanye West is my favorite celebrity, hands down.
Yeah.
But Kanye West, in terms of, you know, how he carries himself and stuff, like a lot of people will say Kanye West is a bad person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but a lot of people would say Kanye West is a bad person. But he's still famous. A lot of people will say...
Do you think you turn into a bad person, like, after you get famous, or it's, like, before? It's just that your character.
I mean, I once heard a quote that says, money doesn't make people evil. Money just reveals who you really are.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and I think that true. Becomes the case with a lot of people. At least, I mean, for... I don't know much about Floyd Mayweather, so I can't really talk about him. I mean, I know with Kanye West, he became... His behavior became sort of heightened after the death of his mother and after, like, the whole Taylor Swift thing. And, like, it was a series of events that led Kanye to, like, becoming, like, the crazy person he is now. I don't know. I think it just varies per person. You know, I think money, having all that kind of stuff, can influence your actions and stuff. But, I mean, I think a lot of times it's just, like, having that money, having that resources just reveals who you really are. I think Justin Bieber, he's probably a good person until he got money. Money probably changed who he was because he was at such a young age when he became famous that growing up in his teens, already becoming famous and already having that money, he probably became sort of not who he was meant to be.
I mean, do you think, like, maybe in his characteristics, like, maybe he wasn't, like, born that way, but mm-hmm. maybe he was, like, born a good person, but, like,
who are you talking about specifically? Justin Bieber?
Probably, like, Justin Bieber. Like, all these, like, Justin Bieber, Kanye West, Floyd Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably born that way. But, born, like, a good person. But after that, when they start getting money, mm-hmm. it messes with their minds a little bit, don't you think?
The thing about Justin Bieber, Kanye West, and Floyd Mayweather is that they're all three different situations. And so, like when I think of Justin Bieber, you know, I think he was a good young kid on YouTube and stuff. Like, likable. You know, nothing was wrong with him until he got famous. And after he got famous, people just kept making fun of him, you know. He had all this money, and that the money paired with how much hate he was getting sort of influenced his behavior, and then he started doing stupid things. And I think in that situation, it was the money, and his fame that did that to him. I think with Kanye West, what made him sort of, like, crazy was the fact that it wasn't the fact that he got famous. Because after he got famous, he was still cool, you know. He was sort of arrogant, but, like, he wasn't too arrogant. He was likable arrogant. But his mother died, his fiance left him, a bunch of stuff happened. Then he became sort of, like, he started doing stupid things.
Who was his fiance?
I don't know who. I think somebody who wasn't famous.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, I don't think she was famous.
Why did she left him?
Because I think he was cheating on her or something like that.
Oh, wow. Well, he deserved it.
Well, yeah. I think that's the case. Don't quote me on it. I think that's what Flashing Lights is about, the song.
Oh.
When with Floyd Mayweather, I think Floyd Mayweather could have always been a bad person,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, you know, getting all that money and stuff just put him into the media, which then everybody sees the fact that he's a bad person.
Yeah, I think the media, it kind of, like, magnifies the, like just like Justin Bieber, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes he gets caught, like, doing, like, smoking weed and doing all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. I think he's just being a regular teenager.
Mm.
I mean, but the media just magnifies it.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I mean, he... For a teenager to make that much money, like, stupid type of money, and have... He could get every girl he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like... I mean, you it does do something to your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
Exactly. And so, like, And
I'm not saying that, like, I'm making excuses for him, but I could feel, like, where he comes from.
Yeah.
I just feel like if I was a teenager and I had, like, stupid loads of money and having, like, all the girls lined up in front of my bedroom, I feel like, man, I would be way worse than him.
Oh, yeah. And I agree, actually. And I think I like to cut Justin Bieber some slack because the dude, like, he's me and Justin Bieber are actually the same age, now that I think about it. I think, like, he's either a year older or younger than me. I can't remember. But, like... Yeah, if I grew up the same way, I'd become the same way as Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You know, people were saying, like, people were hating on him because he was spitting on his fans and stuff like that. You know, which is a stupid thing to do. But, like, also, let's look at how old he was and look at his environment and how he's growing up.
Yeah.
Like, of course he's going to do stupid things. Look at Michael Jackson. Like, the man didn't have a childhood. Look what he became. I mean, he became a genius and, you know, a musical genius and stuff. But he also did, you know, sort of, like, a few dumb things. I mean, but yeah, I think that's just how it goes with money and fame. It's just it. Sometimes it changes you. Sometimes it reveals who you are. Sometimes that's just the circumstance you're in, and then you know the money sort of allows people just to see that circumstance. If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely makes sense.
Yeah, and so the third topic we have is a topic I came up with, which is your most awkward moments. Our most awkward moments.
Our most. You could go first. Because I feel like you have more than me.
I mean, I describe myself as awkward all the time to people. And that's not, it's not, I'm not trying to, like, insult myself, because I don't think awkward is a bad thing. But I like to, like, when I'm introducing myself, I like to lead off with the fact that I'm awkward, because it sets the expectation, right? Like, once you, if you already know that I'm awkward, then me doing awkward things isn't going to surprise you. Yeah. Like, you already understand that's a part of who I am. And I like the fact that I'm awkward because it makes me different from other people.
Yeah.
And so, that being said, I get into a lot of awkward situations, and I tend to do a lot of awkward things. Man, I can't... See, the thing is, I'm thinking of a lot of situations which I want to talk about, but a lot of them I just don't want to talk about because they're all so awkward. Man, oh man. There's one time at youth group when I was like 13 or whatever, where I jumped off, or 14, I think I was. No, I was 13. I had to be 13 because I wasn't stupid at 14. I jumped off the diving board at a pool into the deep end. This is before like anybody else even got into the pool, and I couldn't swim. Mm-hmm. I just jumped off the diving board just because I was like, oh, I can learn how to swim on the fly, no problem. Jumped to the diving board, and immediately like the lifeguard had to come and save me, and like they had to walk me back into like the building.
Oh my gosh.
In front of like all the other people at youth group.
That's,
you know,
super awkward.
It was super awkward. It's more embarrassing than awkward, but I was like, it was one of those things where it's like, why did that happen? You know,
yeah.
You ever have that, like, where you do something, you're like, why did I do that? Why did that happen?
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was one of those moments. And that's not even necessarily, it's not a funny story when I tell it, because I just get straight to the point. But the way my friend Jason tells it, he's like, he's all like, so, Blessing, so we're all at youth group, right? And we're having a youth group at Sholem Pool, and we're hanging out, right? And we're just getting there. Everybody, we turn to the pool, right? And Blessing's already dressed up in his swimsuit, and he steps up to the diving board, right? And we're like, he's the first one up there, and he jumps into the swimming pool. And all we see is somebody flapping. We just see water flying everywhere. And one of the leaders, Johnny, right? Johnny, he sees Blessing, and he just stands there and looks at him. And he has every opportunity to jump into the pool and save him, but he just stands there. So I asked Johnny later, right? I'm like, why didn't you save him? And Johnny's like, well, I mean, I had my phone in my pocket. And so what happens is, like, the lifeguard saves Blessing, takes him out of the pool. Then the lifeguard points at the kiddie pool, and he motions towards the people to go and bring it. That's how Jason tells it, and I think it's hilarious the way he tells the story. But that's just one of those.
What were you thinking? Like, what
I wasn't
went
thinking,
through your mind?
I wasn't thinking. Is the thing?
Like, you just thought, oh man, big blue board, let me just go on and jump into the deep water.
I was just like, oh, I've never done this before. I'm already in my swimsuit. Might as well just go for it.
And
I was like, oh, you know, I'll survive. Like, how deep can it be? I don't know what I was thinking. I was a dumb child.
Weren't you in, like, gifted programs?
I mean, I wasn't in the gifted program. I was book smart, not street smart.
Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I tell you that? Like,
I know you've done stupid things. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
What stupid things have you done? What awkward moments have you had?
So one time I went to give my grandmother a kiss, and I went for the cheek. I went for the cheek, and she thought I was going for the other cheek, so she turned around, so I smooched her right in the mouth.
You got issues.
I got issues.
You got issues.
I got issues.
Yeah, so for the people listening, that's not a real story. That's the story one of our other friends told us, and right now he was trying to.
Sometimes you just gotta steal people's stories.
Sometimes,
man,
you gotta steal people's stories. Yeah, but no, when I heard that story, I was on the verge of tears because in the moment it was so hilarious the way he just said it. It's like, yeah, she thought I was going for the other cheek, and so we ended up connecting lip to lip, and I was like, wait, you made out with your grandma? That was one of the funniest stories I ever heard.
I made out with my grandma, but what's the big deal?
I mean, it's not a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Yeah. What are your actual awkward moments? Because I know you got them.
I can't really think. I'm drawing blanks right now, man. But I just feel like a lot of my conversations are, like, super awkward with people.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know why. Like, these, like, small talk is just... I need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Small talk with people.
Yeah, I'm horrible. I was having a conversation with somebody this morning, actually, after church. And I was just like, yeah, man, so, like... What's up? Like, I was like, so how you doing? Like, how you doing, man? And he's like, oh yeah, I'm doing good. How are you? And I'm like, I'm good. So it's your name's Ryan, right? And he's like, oh yeah, my name's Ryan. And I'm like, oh yeah. So what's your major? Just like these like typical like college kid questions, like what's your major? You know, what year are you? Oh, you're a master's student. What are you getting your master's in? And like I sort of like went through like the routine of all the questions. I just like I ran out of questions. I was like, so.
Sometimes I just feel like. Small talk, it takes two, you know? It takes two to tango. Yeah. Sometimes you just get a person that don't know how to answer the right... That don't know how to ask the right questions. Mm-hmm. Or they just don't know how to, like, answer the questions. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, so one time I was at this... I think we were together. Mm-hmm. We were at this Chinese restaurant. And we saw, like, another one of my friends came in. And I was like, hey, man... I forgot what his name was.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of awkward. Like, Seth or something. I was like, hey, Seth, how you doing? And then he asked me. He was like, oh, hey, Hubert. What are you doing here? It's like, you're seeing me in a freaking Chinese restaurant. It's like, what do you think I'm doing here? I'm getting my license, dude. Like, what? And I was like, oh, man, just hanging with some friends, man. And he was like, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you just have to, you have to know, like, when you're making small talk, you have to know when to keep talking, when to just say, hey, bye.
Yeah.
And I feel like he stood there for a little bit too long.
Oh, yeah, I hate those ones.
He just kept on standing there and waiting for me to say something. I was like, okay, dudes, I'll catch you later.
Mm.
I just feel like sometimes small talk is a life skill.
Really I think it is a life skill, right? And the thing about like small talk, especially with people that you don't know that well,
mm-hmm.
you often don't know like what to talk about. And so like when I'm hanging out with you, right? I know what we can talk about, right? I know we can talk about whatever girl you're trying to talk to, or we can talk about maybe fighting or you know, random stuff. Like I know
your Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, how much Black Lives Matter?
You know, once every like 2 months, there's a black person getting shot by
a cop. Yeah, and we can talk about the next black person getting. I feel like we're overdue, actually, which is a scary thing to think. We're over because it's been a while since somebody's been in the news.
Feels weird, right?
Yeah, it does feel weird. Like something's about to happen.
It's so peaceful. So you feel like, oh man, a cop is gonna bomb a
dude
building or something.
Exactly,
like
exactly. I'm like, I'm getting scared right now. But I know what I can talk about with you.
Yeah.
I know what I can talk about with my other friends. You know, I know with my friend Colin, we can talk about video games for the PS4 and stuff like that. We can talk about those kind of things. But if it's somebody I don't really know that well, right? I mean, sometimes you can sort of read the situation. You can look at their shoes and be like, oh, man, yeah, dude, those are awesome shoes. Where'd you get them? You know, and they'll be like, Payless. And you'll be like, oh, crap, my bad. And but, like, you can sort of figure out the situation. But
small talk is difficult.
It's so difficult.
Having, like, a conversation with a person. Yeah. Like it's like we're stuck, like, on a bus or we're stuck somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We can have, like, a regular conversation. It's not, like, small talk.
Mm.
Like small talk, it probably lasts for only like 3 minutes. But if we're having like a long conversation, that's more than like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we could go into more detail.
Yeah,
but small talk is too short to say something like, you know, interesting to like get to know you.
Yeah,
it's weird
though, because it also does vary per person. I think it for somebody you don't know to like prolong a conversation, all you need to do is figure out what you both are interested in.
Oh,
and that can be the difficult part. You know, it's not like I can just go on a list and be like,
yeah.
Hey, do you like video games? No. What about hip-hop music? No. What about the Bible? No. What about Playboy magazines? I don't know. But, like...
I just feel like you have to get to a point. Like, if we're making small talk, you'd be like, hey, what's up, man? Like, mm-hmm. what's up? Hey, I was like, So I probably will ask you, like, just get straight to the point. Maybe sound weird, but hey, like, what do you do, like, do on your free times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even like even that kind of stuff, like I often ask, like, oh, what do you like to do and stuff like that, and they'll and people will list things that I don't care about at all. And the thing about my personality is that, like, if I don't care, I don't care, you know. And so, like, if you start saying, like, oh yeah, I mean, I love playing lacrosse, and I could not care less about lacrosse.
Oh, I run marathons.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like, no offense. Like, if that's your hobby, then that, do you? I mean, that's awesome. But, like, personally, I don't really care about lacrosse and stuff like that. Or, like, if you like to run and stuff. And so if that's your answer, I'm just like, crap, I don't know where to go from here. You know, how do I continue this conversation?
I remember the first, like, I was listening to this TED Talk. They said that when you run out of things to say, always talk about food.
Food.
I always talk about food.
Interesting, because everybody loves food.
Everybody loves food.
That's a good point, actually. That's a really good point. Because who do you know that doesn't like food?
Yeah, I know. Like, just say, hey, like if I'm talking to a college student, I'll be like, hey, do you know any, like, good restaurants in town?
Mm-hmm.
Or blah, blah, blah. Or, I mean, if you're talking to, like, a regular college guy, I mean, always talk about girls. I mean, that could be cool.
I mean, I don't know. But, like, a lot of times, I get uncomfortable talking about girls with people. Depending who. Like, maybe not you, but with, like, with people who I don't know that well, mm-hmm. I don't really want to talk those with them, you know, because I feel like everybody's situation is different, and so, like, and you're afraid, like, judgment often comes into play,
yeah.
And so if you're, like, talking to somebody, like, and you start bringing up, like, oh, so you're talking to a girl right now, and they're like, no, I just broke up my girlfriend last month, she was cheating on me for 2 years, like, then it just gets really awkward, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, you... Like, in your mind, like, they might actually be fine with it, but in your mind, you're like, oh, man, they probably went through some things, you know?
Does it, though? I mean, that's a good starting point, though.
But, I mean, I think it's often, like, when you get to that, it just, there's a certain feeling that comes with, like, yeah, I just broke up with my girlfriend. You're just like, because even with me, like, if somebody asks me about girls, and they're like, or they're like, how many girls do you date and stuff? Like, I haven't had a girlfriend before, like, in... I've talked to girls before, but I never had like a girlfriend. And so, like, when I answer that, people always are like, oh, or they always have, like, some kind of assumption that comes with it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, it's sort of a weird thing where, like, something like that, I feel like, comes with a lot of uncomfortability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know me, we talked about this before. If we're in, like, a conversation with somebody, if that person's not making me laugh, Or not, like, helping me, like...
If it's stimulating the mind.
Yeah, if it's not, like, a productive conversation, then just, like, I just don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's understandable, right? And I think that it all depends... Like, we all deem what's a productive conversation, like, differently, right? Because to me, like, a productive conversation can be about Metal Gear Solid 5, the video game, right? Yeah. Or as a productive conversation to you could be about, like... Who's a better influence in fighting between Ronda Rousey and Floyd Mayweather or something like that?
Yeah.
But
I mean, as long as you're educating me on something, even if you're educating me on video games, hey, at least I learned something from it.
Yeah.
At least I learned something from it. But I just can't stand those people who just, like, their conversation is so bland. It has no taste to it. That's just, it's just
I sort of agree. Like, I think whenever I'm in that kind of situation where, like, the conversation is, like, literally just putting me to sleep,
yeah.
I just figure out a way to escape it.
Yeah,
'cause I'm just like, all right, well, have a good day. And I do. Because I've been in those situations where, like somebody's, like, you know, trying to have a conversation with me and it's about something that I do not care about at all.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just figure out the way to leave because it's very hard for me to fake it.
Yeah,
and so, like, it's very hard for me to act like I care about a conversation if I don't care about it. And so, like, if you're talking to me about something I don't care about, then I have to find a way to leave because I can only fake it for so long, and I can barely, even when I'm faking it, it's not. I feel like it's not believable for me.
Oh yeah, you could tell.
Like, you know that I don't care. Like, we both know I don't care about it. I'm just like, oh yeah, yeah. And if I care about a conversation, you know, I care about a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm very into it. Like. And I don't know, I think it's an interesting thing. So, like, was it last month? A couple months ago, I guess I can say now. Or like, a month and a half ago, right? We're hanging out. We're hanging out with this girl named Emily, who we met for the first time, right?
Yeah.
And she randomly... I think me and you were having a conversation about legalization of drugs or something of that matter. And she, like, hops into the conversation, right?
I was like, okay, girl, for sure don't interrupt my conversation.
I mean, I didn't mind it because what she had to say was actually interesting. And so, and this is like my first time talking to this girl, but we had a very good conversation. And it was a very fruitful conversation.
And you fell in love with that white girl.
Yeah, I fell in love with that white girl.
From San Francisco.
But, like, it was one of those ones where, like, I wish, like, all small talk can be like that, right? Where,
definitely.
It's weird how with some people, you just have to find what the common interest is, yeah, and then you're able to go from there. Yeah. And I think that's the most difficult thing when it comes to finding, when it comes to small talk, or when it comes to talking to people. Yeah, food. I'm gonna keep that in mind, and I'm just gonna start talking about food whenever I get the chance to. So I appreciate that. Like I said before, we're just gonna wrap things up. So Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. Like I said before, we're all individuals, and we're all very different. The only thing that we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward. And so you can access our podcast via iTunes or the podcast app on your phone. We have a new episode every Tuesday. This was the first ever episode of Awkward Individuals.
Blessing, where can I find you on social media?
You can find me at BlessingJR. That's on Twitter and on Instagram. Where can they find you, Huey?
Oh, Hubert Gao, H-U-B-R-T, mm-hmm, space G-A-O on Instagram.
What's your username on Instagram?
Username on Instagram, Huey Gao.
Huey Gao. Huey, okay, Gao. So that's H-U-E-Y-G-A-O.
Yep.
On Instagram. So that's all we got to say. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Peace out.
Peace out.
Love you.